Yeah, of course it can be. And of course, for the vast majority, it's a time of celebration, isn't it? But we are aware that for some, there may be a little bit of disappointment. And we're very keen at UCM to ensure that those who perhaps are a little bit disappointed in their results, haven't got quite as much as the results they quite had hoped for, that they're not left behind. So yes, we have an event on Monday, the 2nd of September at our main campus in Homefield Road, where people can come in and chat to all our staff and really kind of start to think maybe about a slightly different plan.
Yeah, there are other options, aren't there? It's not the end of the world if you don't get the results you're looking for.
Absolutely. It might feel like it at the time, mightn't it? I can well remember like it's slightly disappointing, my feeling myself in some aspects. You know, there are plenty of other opportunities at college. And as I always say to young people when I meet them in schools, you know, don't panic, because there is always another option. And it might just mean that, as I suggested, you know, you might have to realign your plan and perhaps just build in another year, but you will get to where you want to get eventually.
And which students are you looking for, Lulu? Is it people who just finished their GCSEs or also the A-levels?
Absolutely, anybody. So the A-level results are out, as you probably are aware. GCSE results are out next Thursday on the 22nd. So it is anybody, really. But also, of course, people who perhaps might not have applied to us at all. So generally speaking, we're talking about people who have applied and given what we call a conditional offer. And if they aren't able to meet those conditions because they haven't quite got the results they require, we'd really be welcome to have a chat with them. But of course, as you suggest, people who have perhaps haven't got the quite A-level results for that they might need for our HE programmes, or those who just haven't applied and wanted to do a fresh application, we would welcome to see them as well.
I suppose the thing is for people not to be shy, to just come up and you just have an open discussion. There's people there
Absolutely.
Who can genuinely help.
We've sort of timed it in such a way as that perhaps when you do feel a bit battered and bruised on the day, you perhaps don't feel like that you're ready to pick yourself up and pull your socks up and start all over again. So a couple more days just to have a little think. I would urge people to go onto our website and have a look at all the other courses available and perhaps have another idea about what they might want to do if they can't quite get to where they want to be in the first instance. But as I say, there'll be a number of teaching staff available on the day from all the different areas. So hairdressing, beauty, carpentry, joining, catering, business, everything, all those at all different levels. I'd be able to talk to people about courses that we have level one, level two, level three. So just so that I'm not talking gobbledygook to people, level two is GCSE level. So our level three courses go up higher. So our BTECs go up to level three, which is A level. But some people might need to go back down to level one and build up their skills again and get back on the path to go down in the first place.